it's Bree.
And Lainey, welcome to this bonus episode. So Bree and I decided to get together because we have some things to say, kind of reflecting on season one and some teasers about season two. And one of the things we wanted to start with is a huge thank you to our listeners. Like, wow. I mean, we had no idea what this was going to be when we started. We might still be figuring that out, but we're having so much fun, right, Bree?
Absolutely. I mean, number one, we're kind of learning in action, right? Like that's what this all is. And we are definitely iterating and trying some new things along the way. But yes, a huge, huge, huge thank you to everybody who has been joining us on the podcast, who has been listening, who's been sharing it, amplifying it, all of those things. You know, we joked about when we very first started that we thought we might be the only people who were listening, and we were okay with that. And that's totally great. Fine if that's the case. But, you know, it seems like there are some people out there who are definitely tuning in and interested in some of these conversations. And hopefully you are finding as much, you're getting as much from this as Lainey and I are, and our guests are, about talking through, you know, the many things that are happening in education these days.
Yeah. I again, just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And the amplifiers, like that was, to me, that's probably been the biggest surprise, Bree. I don't know about you, but it's like, I didn't expect people who I've been, you know, admiring and looking to for years to really share the podcast with other people. And so, not to name drop, but I mean, should we share a couple thank yous?
Like, is absolutely. I mean, you can't just send a generic thank you. You have to put the person's name on it. That's etiquette 101. So yeah. I think, yeah, absolutely. I think we would be remiss if we didn't thank, you know, people like Dave Burgess, who have, you know, helped send out this information, and, you know, he found us, he started listening and started sharing and amplifying things that he found helpful and useful and interesting. And so a great big thank you for him for doing that.
And I hope he doesn't mind us sharing this, but he actually got on a Zoom with us, and we literally, our question to him is, Dave, why are you sharing our podcast? Like, thank you. But can you tell us why you're sharing it? And he was so generous with his time. He's obviously a mentor to a lot of people and an amplifier of a lot of voices. So I just was really grateful. And again, I've been just like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, some of the amplifiers have been people, like you said, that we've had on. Tom Murray has been really great at sharing our podcast. And there's just been too many to name. And I feel like if we start naming more, the ones that we don't name will feel really left out. But I'm just super grateful.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it's always good to say thank you to people. And it's one of those pieces too, for me, that, you know, podcasts and this whole process for me has been kind of like a very close examination of what it means to be a connected learner. You know, we came together because we, you know, started having conversations around what was happening in education, and you and I struck up a conversation, not living across the street from each other, you know, and said, hey, how do we help each other through this? And then that in turn led us to having these conversations with people on social media and in email and in phone conversations and on, you know, video chats and all of these different things to help kind of cobble this together and take an idea and bring it to life. And, you know, I think that is just like, that exemplifies what we talk about when we talk about, you know, having that connected learner experience and that professional learning network. So, you know, for so long, we've seen that power on Twitter and in other social media networks. And now we're seeing that happen with podcasting as well. And so I think that is just such a really cool experience.
Yeah, I think that I totally agree. I love the way you said that connected learner, that's just such a beautiful way to say it. And honestly, I thought I was pre-pandemic. But I will say that has been just, sorry to use this word again, but amplified, like that has been something that has really grown for me. I've grown in that capacity. Like I've always used Twitter, but the way I'm using it now, and then to come together with you, and I don't know if our listeners would like this, but maybe let's elaborate a little bit on the origin story, if you will, because I love how you mentioned the like across the street borrowing cups of sugar. We've talked about that before. I'm in California, you're in Texas. And we had only met in person one time prior to starting this podcast, which most people are a little surprised. You know, you and I have been guests on other people's podcasts, and that's been really fun to share our story of how this all happened. And so, you know, I approached you in December at a Future Ready event, and I'm like, well, Brie, like, you do things I do, like, we should be friends. And then we just kind of like, we connected there. And then once the pandemic, you know, you reached out, and I can tell you where I was standing in my living room. I think I've said that before. I can tell you where I was standing in my living room when I got your message, like, let's talk. Like, it was just everything to me. So I'm so grateful for this connection. This has meant everything.
Absolutely. I completely concur. And it is, again, to kind of go back to that, it exemplifies what happens when you recognize that there's something that you're not sure about, right? There's that, like, I don't know how to do this, and I want to reach out to somebody who I know does, which is what happened whenever I reached out to you in March and April. You know, then there's also the part of like-minded connection too, which happened in December when we met, right? Of the, like, you know, when you throw some information out there and, you know, you have that like-minded, that kindred kind of experience, it causes this really exciting connection that brings everybody together. But it's also, you know, exemplified and amplified and really, you know, all the things fied, whenever you, bring in so many other people who help fill a gap that you have, and you're like, okay, look, I don't know how to do this. It's not that it can't be done. It's that I need to learn how to do this better, and you're really good at this. And so how can we kind of connect in and bring that together? And that has been like lemonade learning for me all over this, has been, you know, finding things that we are passionate about, that we want to share, that we have, you know, very strong opinions about, and then also tapping into other folks and saying, hey, you know, you're really strong in this area, and I absolutely love what you're doing. Can you come and share this with us and with others? Because we all need to know more about that. And that's been, again, like, that's what started my PLN forever ago on social media. And it's just really cool to now see that come into a different medium and it be, you know, audio and video, in addition to social media. So it's kind of that whole Technicolor experience now.
I love that Technicolor. That's really cool. And, you know, when you reached out, Brie, because you had seen some things I had posted that gave this misconception that I had some things figured out, it was a really good opportunity for me to like acknowledge that I don't have things figured out and that I was putting things out there, almost trying to comfort myself like I had things figured out. But I think that that's probably, if I had to almost sum up, I can't limit it to one word, but one word of 2020 for me has been vulnerability, really putting myself out there. Like I never have, and just saying, look, here's what I'm doing. I'm not saying it's perfect. And, you know, that's what we did in basically our first 9 episodes, right? We shared things that were working, things that were failing miserably, and the wonderings that we had. And then one day you had this brilliant idea. You said, should we have guests? And I was like, yeah, we should have guests, because I don't think people want to listen to me this long. So I know they could listen to you, Brie, forever, but I knew you were right. We needed to bring people in. One of the thank yous we need to do is to Katie Novak. She was our first guest. You know, not that we're so much further into Lemonade Learning, but, you know, we had only put out 9 episodes. God bless her. She's like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. Tell me when. And she came on, she crushed it. Still the number one episode, episode 10, most listened to episode, because she's dropping lots of knowledge. So appreciate that.
Absolutely. I mean, she definitely changed the feeling that I think we had. You know, she reinvigorated it, brought in a lot of energy, and also reminded us, I think, that so much of the experiences that we're feeling right now, while they are new in experience and in circumstance, our experiences that we've had to this point are have prepared us and have a huge impact on how we're handling them. And it really, I don't know, in a lot of ways, it gave me a lot of comfort of knowing that, yes, we're in some uncertain times, but we've got a lot of preparation to see us through this. You know, we're going to try some things differently, but we definitely are going to rely on our experiences that have gotten us to this point too. And so, yeah, it was such a game changer, not to mention the fact that she brought a cute puppy and
so she's just singing Beyonce within like 90 seconds of record, might have even been within like 60 or 30 seconds. It was off the line. It was like, here we go. It was so fun. And you know, in case anyone's wondering how we select guests, a lot of times, Bree, it's kind of like just who we either want or maybe even need to talk to at the time. And so, you know, Katie coming in with Firm Goals, Flexible Means, like that was what we needed. I mean, I'll speak for myself. I needed that right then. That was,
yeah. It was, I mean, so important to me. Like that was the thing that I'd kept saying and repeating to myself and to others that I was working with is that, you know, we were on this search for the perfect, you know, Corona curriculum, right? Like it was this, we've got to totally change what we're doing. And yes, we need to change what we are doing, but we don't have to have a curriculum that is invented around this circumstance. And so it was such a really great reminder to have that, like, okay, firm goals, like what are our learning objectives? What is the, you know, what are the standards? The standards don't care if there's a pandemic or not. Those are standards, they're learning keys. And then we come up with the flexible, you know, the flexible means. So what are the modalities? What are the structures? What are the, you know, the pedagogies, all those different pieces, that's where we need to change. And you know, she just really unfolded a lot of information, I think, for so many people. And to keep in mind that we are constantly, you know, dealing with differences, and the best way to approach differences is with a firm goal and flexible means. Like we're different people, things are going to mean different things to different people. And so she just, you know, again, dropped some incredible knowledge and really, you know, reminded me personally that there's some good stuff out there, and we don't need to throw everything away. We just need to you know, maybe come up with some different ideas around how to get the message across.
Yep. And we were still trying to figure a lot of things out with guests. We ended up making Katie's episode two episodes because one, in the conversation, naturally, it just so happened that she started talking about professional learning, or maybe we even asked, I don't remember. But at some point, the conversation shifted to professional learning. It seemed like a natural break. So we ended up splitting that in two. And then I guess, are we just going to do a little walk down memory lane? Should we just do that real quick? Because this could be a guide to someone catching up who hasn't listened to the episodes. Maybe they'll
stroll. Let's stroll. Let's do a little walk. It'll be great.
Let's do that. So then we had Jimmy Casas on, and wow. I mean, positive vibes is what we named that one. And he got two as well, because we were still trying to figure out the length and all that. Now we've just come to, you get here, you get one episode. We talk for 20 minutes. We talk for an hour. It happens. And he just dropped so much knowledge, and his ended up having more of like the first one was a little bit more towards, I got to double check this. I'm going to look at my list really quickly, because I know that one was more towards leadership, and then one was more towards, yeah. So episode 13, that was like the positive vibes, classroom culture. And then episode 14 was like, hey leaders, this is what you need to do, because what's happening to your teachers is crazy. So those were great episodes.
Yes. And a huge thanks to Jimmy. I mean, that was such fun. I adore working with Jimmy. I feel very, very fortunate that I get to do that on a pretty regular basis. And he never seems to not crush it, right? Like he just brings all of this excitement and energy. And, you know, at the same time, even if you've never met Jimmy, you feel like you've met Jimmy. Like you, yeah. You know, I've been really fortunate again to, like I said, I get to work with him in person. I get to work with him on these video calls, podcasts, all different kinds of situations. I've been, I've brought him to my district before, and it just always fills my heart that people will come and tell me afterwards. They're like, oh my gosh, I feel like I've known him my entire life. And you do, you walk away from Jimmy, any interaction with him, feeling like, number one, like you are totally the next, like, dance revolution kind of person, because anybody who knows Jimmy knows that he's got some serious Jimmy jams and he loves to play his music. And then secondly, you feel like you know him and you feel reinvigorated with your connection and your passion for learning and leading. And he definitely just nails that in those episodes.
You know, if there was a common thread that I would say through all of our guests, and I'm going to, this is a teaser for season two, because we've already recorded three of those episodes, and authenticity, we have been so blessed that the guests that we come on, the authenticity that comes through when they're sharing their passions, and that it just made me think of it when you're talking about Jimmy, because I totally get that from him. I mean, I remember being at a Future Ready event and he sat down and he's having this conversation with the superintendent and he's leaning in, he's all in, and just, I know what you're going through. I know this is hard. Have you done this? Okay, that sounds good. You know, he was just all in, helping him so much. Love it. Okay, you know who's next after Jimmy? Episode 15, Dr. Henry Turner, who, by the way, shout out, named Principal of the Year. Like, we just got to name that Ed Dive.
Absolutely. K-12 Principal of the Year. I mean, HT in the house. He is, again, another one of those that, you know, you and I definitely, like, I've known Henry for a few years, and I think probably one of the people that I speak with on a very regular basis, just checking in. Hey, what's going on? How are the kids? How's the family? Self-care, you know, swapping ideas, all kinds of things. And not to mention the fact that, you know, when Henry came on the episode, it was right in the, when Henry's episode came to be, it was right on the heels of the George Floyd murder. And Henry and I had been having a lot of conversations about that from an equity standpoint offline. And he and I were, you know, he was sharing with me some of the things that were happening in his school that he was doing, up in Massachusetts. And it was so great to hear that, to share that, and to understand that. And it was that one of those things where it's like, okay, we've got to have you on the show. Like, you've got to share these things.
And I want to just another little behind the scenes thing, you know, Bree and I have circles of friends that overlap, but we do not have all the exact same people. So Henry and I have become good friends because Bree introduced me to do this episode. So I there's like actually a chain with the three of us now where, you know, we're exchanging messages like, how's your week going? Like, how's today? So this has been like another thing that's just been a bonus of doing this project with you, Bree, is that you have just brought me to know other people that I would not have necessarily connected with, even if I knew them peripherally or on Twitter or things like that. Having these conversations and now developing these relationships with them has been just life-changing. It's like amazing.
Well, thank you. But I think that that's exactly what I mean when it's like, now we've taken these conversations that we would be having on Twitter, and, you know, that, like, having these exchanges on Twitter, having exchanges with, you know, direct messages and Voxer and all the different pieces, those are now, you know, they're finding new legs and they're finding new life in these conversations that we're getting to have them with the podcast. And I think that that's one of the pieces that I really have loved about doing this with you, is that, you know, one of the big pieces that we really try to strive for, and I think we're hitting it pretty good in our stride, is having some conversations, not just building sound bites, but really having those conversations, those things that, you know, you get to put them on the spot now all of a sudden and be like, all right, help me, you know, break this down for me and have those pieces. We're really, you know, blowing up the 240 characters that you can have on Twitter. And really, like you said, sometimes it's going to take us 20 minutes, sometimes it's going to take us an hour, but really unpacking some of these, important conversations and getting to the crux of it and to the meat of it and to the, you know, the behind the stories of why it's so important and so, so pressing right now.
And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the 250 characters of Twitter and things like that, because as you know, I have tried to pull sound bites from the episodes. It is not easy. And I'll take you to our next person with this one, because Stacey Rochan, who we had on as episode, I believe that was 16. Let me look at my list. Yep, 16. When I went to go get her sound bite, which I haven't had a chance to do it for all of them, and it's super hard to do because every time I go to try and find that, what does Twitter let you do? It's like less than 2 minutes, right? Or is it 2 minutes? Something like
2 minutes. 2 minutes or less. Yeah.
So every time I go to do that 2 minutes, I'm like, no, they need to hear this part. They need to hear this part. And it's like, I know they could go and listen to the whole episode, but it's like been really hard because we are digging deep. And that episode we did with Stacey was really powerful for me because as someone who's in the classroom, working with kids, has a history previously doing online learning, now being able for her to make those connections to like what was different about online versus what we're doing right now, emergency remote, like that was really powerful. Her observations, her comments were super powerful to me, and they really helped me think through how I can coach teachers moving forward. So
absolutely. And again, you know, one of the things that was refreshing as well as inspiring with Stacey was because she has a history with this and she's been doing this before, you know, it was again that reminder of, right, now our circumstances are different, but this is not asking us to do something that is impossible, right? There are lots of ways around this circumstance, and it's important to listen to those who are seeing success and then understand what pieces you can pull into your own environment, because it's not going to just be something that you take wholly, right? And I think that was one of the pieces that I remember Stacey also sharing, is that what she was finding success with might not always, you know, equate the same success over and over again. She was just, you know, it's like tweaking that recipe as you go in. But when you were talking about pulling the soundbite for Stacey, it brought up in my memory, you know, working with kids on research projects, right? Where you're like, okay, highlight the important parts. And then next thing you know, like the whole page is highlighted. And it was, yeah. But that's what it feels like with her, where it's like, you can't just grab like a bullet point. Like it was literally hashtag all the things that she shared. You just want to, that's the soundbite, the whole episode.
And I think that's why I'm grateful we don't edit any of the episodes, because I could not cut anything that any of our guests have said, because it's all been we've been real transparent about how we're unapologetically unscripted. You know, the only thing that we do pre-show just to make our guests comfortable is let them know we're going to ask them their sweet and sour. And then it's pretty much just a conversation, and we don't edit anything, which is like, you know, in the beginning in season one, I'll give just a little tease to season two. In season one, there was never an episode where one of us didn't know the person, right? Like actually really know the person. And that was us building up our confidence. And then just a teaser for season two, we're stepping out of our comfort zone. We already interviewed someone, that sounds so official. We had a conversation with someone that neither of us had ever live talked to before. And that was amazing. And it was actually a conversation where all three of us got off and said, well, that was really fun, which I feel that about all of them. But to actually have the guests say that when we're done was like, yes, they feel it too.
Exactly. And it is. And I think that is part of the fun of this and the strength for me of this podcast is that we're having conversations, real, true conversations, not canned, not scripted, not, okay, hey, come in here and tell us the same thing that you've already told all these other people. Like we're having those, you know, those true kind of behind the scenes conversations that you have in real life. And I'm incredibly proud of the work that we've done, you know, for the first season. And again, finding those iterative moments and expanding and really, you know, kind of changing changing as we need to for the audiences is really exciting as we move into season two.
Yes, I'm very excited. Well, should we do a quick recap of the other episodes? Because I don't want to feel like anyone to feel shorted. So really quickly, episode 17, we had Dr. Will. And guys, this was super fun for us because this is a crossover event. I guess that's what you call it, right? Because he was on our show and we were on his show. I think he was, I mean, our other guests had been on podcasts, but he was actually our first podcast host guest. And so that was really fun, have a professional. And I loved hearing him talk about just, you know, whatever works for learners. And he really dropped a lot of inspirational, encouraging messages. And so that's definitely one to check out. Okay, I'm going to skip to 18 really quickly in the interest of time, but I'm going to let you talk to this one a little bit because we were chatting with him yesterday, Tom Murray. Okay. I mean, how much time can we dedicate to him? Because I think he is mentioned by other guests. Like this is not the Tom Murray show.
But apparently he somehow, you know, like maybe he should have some kind of disclaimer on our show or something like that. But I think that is the magic of Tom Murray everywhere he goes. Like everyone, number one, the man is everywhere. Like, I don't know. I mean, everywhere. I feel like he has undergone some kind of like science experiment to where he's multiplied because he's in all different kinds of places all at the same time. You know, not to plug his book too much, but I mean, Personal and Authentic really does summarize who he is and his philosophies as an educator and as a leader. And, you know, as I said about Jimmy, like I feel very fortunate that I get to work with Tom a whole lot. And he has certainly been a mentor for me and has helped me grow as an educator and as a learner. But I'm always entertained whenever I get to work with Tom. But beyond that, I can honestly say that he is truly, genuinely authentic. And he is one of those people that, you know, he shares from his heart, and he is always connecting with people. And I think that that's why everywhere we go, it seems like somebody knows. That's the story, right? Like it starts with, well, I was talking to this guy named Tom, and you're like, oh, here we go again. But I think we're going to have to start charging him so that way he can, you know, pay us for all of these things.
I mean, if he wasn't such an amazing, great guy, it would really bother me. He's so good. You're like, okay, fine.
Don't say that too loud. We can't let it go to his head. We can't let it go to his head at all. But So the Tom Murray was that episode. Again, shared so much great information. You know, for a lot of people, they don't realize that he started and ran an online school, and was, you know, at that, like he truly knows this world really, really well, and more so than a lot of us do. And so getting his take on the preparations leading up to it, and you know, the expectations that we should have for ourselves and for others, was just really eye-opening and endearing and refreshing and reassuring and all the things.
And I gave him a heads up that we were going to go there. That usually I don't prep people, but I did give him a heads up we were going to go there because he's so humble, and he has not wanted to come off like someone who is suddenly an expert in online learning. I'm insecure, so I talk about it all the time, but Tom goes the other way, and he's just humble and stays quiet until someone asks him about it. So, I really wanted to bring that out in that episode. And speaking of people who are everywhere and you don't know if there is some sort of cloning, that would take us to episode, I believe that was 19. Yep. Rochelle Denae Poth. Oh my, talk about comparison hangover. This one, I mean, wow. Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. I mean, I feel like I could almost tell her where she is all day, every day, because she's either teaching, on possibly hosting a Twitter chat, doing a Facebook Live, or maybe on a podcast walk.
Or writing a book. You forgot that. Writing a book. You know, I mean, I think it's one of those things where, you know, if they ever need to reprise the role of the Energizer Bunny, or if you need a new Alexa or Siri or Google or whomever, you know, you need one of those AI helpers. I mean, it should be, all of mine are starting to go off right now as I summon all of them. But Rochelle should be like, she is that person. Like, she, number one, is connected like nobody's business. And so if she doesn't have, you know, the information or the experience in her back pocket, she definitely can open that door and, you know, pick up the phone and say, hey, can you help us figure this out? And number two, she just, she barely sleeps. Like, it's incredible, but she is, I learned so much in that episode. Like, I was taking so many notes and so many things that you just go, oh, of course, like, why? That makes so much sense. But we hadn't, for me personally, I wasn't thinking of it in that light. And then when she said it, it was one of those, of course, this totally makes sense.
Yeah, that was an easy episode to name, Purpose and Productivity, because that's what she is. She's got her purpose first, always, but the productivity, and she's like, oh, well, you know, I use dictation for that. And oh, when I'm going on a walk, I do this. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And this is how you have collaborated and contributed and created so much. Like, it's just nonstop. And I just love that. I love that. Okay. Episode 20. We're getting close, guys. We're going to be fast, but we have to talk about all these because they all mean a lot to us. Episode 20 with Raina Friedman. Oh my, y'all know.
Superhero of 2020 in my book, for sure, for sure. I mean, she is, she's top notch. I mean, there's few better in my book and in my opinion than Raina. But yeah, I mean, what a special episode. And talk about vulnerability. Talk about how she just epitomizes that, like, vulnerable with her students, vulnerable with her families, with her colleagues, you know, cancer survivor, cancer fighter, all of those things, just an absolute warrior. A warrior for kids, a warrior for learning, a warrior for humanity. Like, I just,
I mean, it won't surprise you. I had the Kleenex close for that one. I mean, I keep them close at every episode. Bree is always affectionately teasing me about how we should be sponsored by Kleenex because I get weepy. This is 2020, Lainey, by the way. I don't think I've ever, out in public, like, broke down, but there's been some episodes where it's really got to me. So that was one of them for sure. Yeah, we could almost make it a drinking game. How many times does Lainey get weepy?
That's okay. That's okay. That's not a bad thing to do, but yeah, she was definitely a fun episode to have as well, just because, again, in school practitioner, you know, trying new things with her students that were not necessarily limited to the pandemic, right? Like, she was literally taking her kids with her to chemo using video chats and learning management systems and things like that. And, you know, when you're in the middle of a struggle and whether it's pandemic, whether it's cancer, whether it's, you know, name the struggle, right? When you're in the middle of a struggle, having your community around you is such an important element. And she did that with her students. And I think that is so important and so special. And you know, she shares in that episode how, you're kind of retraining her brain through that, right? Like, she approached this obstacle and said, all right, we're gonna overcome this. Like, it was never this moment of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Like, she just did what she needed to do. And that's the same thing that's what she's always done in her classroom. And that's what she did with her cancer treatment. And that's what she's doing with the pandemic. And so, super inspiring of how we can keep our things going. If we just think about it a little bit differently.
I mean, solution oriented. I mean, though, already thinking about learning regardless of location pre-pandemic. And so, truly inspiring episode. Love that one. And then, I mean, we did a strong close of the season. I mean, we had Catelyn Tucker at episode 21, Blended Balance. Again, so many beautiful threads run through all of our guests. The vulnerability Even Catelyn sharing like some of the things that she finds challenging as a parent with two kids at home learning.
Which can we pause and say, oh my gosh, did that not make your heart feel better? Because if we're really real and we're talking about the origin story, like that was really when I reached out to Lainey and was like, I'm supposed to know how to do this. Like I work with people on how to do this. And why is this such a struggle when, you know, we're doing this with our own kids and in all of these circumstances. And so it was so, just that moment of like validation and that moment of, you know, normalcy, right? Like, okay, I'm doing this. Okay. If Catelyn Tucker is having a hard time with some of these things, then it's okay for me too, as well.
I mean, 2020, I feel like a lot of us got to see behind the curtain. Like, we're doing our best. It's not as amazing as we would like it to be in some areas, but when we see the people who are, I mean, is it fair to call Catelyn like the queen of blended learning? Does that seem fair?
I think she's definitely, if not, she's certainly royalty. I mean, wherever she lies in that, she's certainly royalty for sure.
So that's a great episode. I love her perspective. I think a lot about what she talked about as far as how much choice do kids get. And I think she explicitly says in there, like some kids go like the entire school week and don't get one choice. And so I thought that was a really powerful observation. And so that's something that's kind of stuck with me. Lots of things have stuck with me, but that was another one. Okay, we close out the season, episode 22.
With another Katie, right?
We started with a Katie, we ended with a Katie. It was not planned. Friends, if there's nothing that you should have learned by now, it's that we have no plan. This is all seat of the pants. But we really did want to make sure and get Katie Martin in there for our final episode. You know, the title of that one is What If? Finding Possibilities. And a lot of our guests are solution oriented. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so Katie was a great one. You know, she's all about learner centered. It was just the perfect end to the season.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that we should, you know, say that one of the things that was really interesting or at least for me, one of the things that was very interesting throughout that season or this season was seeing how learning looks through the eyes of different experiences, right? So like whether that is as a classroom teacher, whether that's as a parent, whether that's as a, you know, a consultant, whether that's as a leader, you know, whether it's as a learner, all of these different elements, it was really great to see the solutions come forward, regardless of that lens. And then also having conversations around, how they change by the lens. And so then how do we come to a better solution that's more inclusive by really, you know, taking the time to look through each of those lenses. And you know, again, I don't want to rush through that final episode because Katie Martin certainly brought so much consideration in that, you know, talking about it as having, you know, two kids that are learning at home and what that has done for their experience and what that looks like for her, you know, as a professional learning royalty, right? Yeah. Like she is definitely, I'm going to keep using that term. She has, she has seen so many, successes in different ways. And so I think it's been really interesting and it was really interesting to hear her takes on that and see, you know, what pieces she's been taking from other things that she has experienced. And then, you know, putting that into practice with her own kids at home, as well as, you know, making suggestions out there, for others. But yeah, she was, there's too much to really go back and say what the best parts of it were, because again, we'd highlight the whole thing.
I mean, and I vividly remember that conversation. I, you know, because you and I don't have a list of questions, y'all, we don't have a list of questions. We don't even have a question except what's your sweet and sour. So I'm always listening super intently to like what they're saying, because I don't want to then like what do you think about? And it's something that they just talked about that's so lame. So I just vividly remember being in that conversation, like a flow where like she would say something and then you would say something and I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know what you guys just made me think of? And it's like, it was just such a flow. That was probably the best word I could say, is it was just this conversation that I was completely entranced with. And so, and that's just, you know, the magic of Katie Martin, I guess. Like
it is the magic of Katie Martin.
Okay. We're not going to give away names for season two guests. I don't think we've done that so far. I think we put a little teaser on Twitter. Feel free to go check that out. But we haven't really said who the guests are. But we are doing some recordings in December right now. If I move, for those of you recording, there's my Christmas tree. So you're going to see some episodes that come out in January with the Christmas tree. Sorry about that. But coming in season two, we are being really intentional, just like we always have, but we've had a little more time to think carefully about who we want to bring forward. And so very excited. Like I said earlier in this episode, we're taking a little bit of a leap and we're actually reaching out to people who we haven't had conversations with before. So this is going to be fun. What are you thinking about season two, Brie?
Well, I think, you know, one of the pieces in this too, that I am super grateful to be in this journey along the way is, you know, things take time. And, you know, you said in our emergency response, right? Like in our emergency response, we've had certain needs come forward first, right? And so we tried to do that with our guests that we brought in, were to really kind of answer or offer in some conversations around those needs as they were coming in. Well, guess what, guys? Like things didn't go right back to where we were instantly transported to our quote unquote normal, as everybody keeps talking about. And as things continue down this pathway, it opens up more opportunity for other conversations and other considerations. And I think that, you know, I don't want it to sound like we're saying, oh, these things are just now happening, right? Like, these are issues that have been in education since we've had public education. For the vast majority of people, doors have been closed, and these have been, you know, these have been the things that have been kind of pushed to the very, very dark areas of closets that only certain people have really either taken notice of or been concerned with. And lots of other people have, you know, kind of pretended like, no, that doesn't happen here. Or that's not high on our priority list. We know that that's not the case. We know that these have been there. And so I think that that's one of the that's what I'm seeing happen is, you know, one of the good things that has come from 2020 is this renewed, and this renewed commitment, if you will, for activism and for you know, inclusivity and for recognizing that we all have a part to play in making sure that we, you know, bring these things to light. And so that said, I think that it's really exciting to bring in a lot of voices into those conversations.
Yeah, and if you were to ask me, how do we pick guests? Is it topic? Is it person? I would say yes, because it's both of those things, right? It's not like, I mean, it's hard. It's very organic the way that, you know, Brie and I, like when we think of someone who's doing something important, we put their name down and then we think, okay, let's have them. And then if we can, we'll bring them in. But like you said, we want, you know, to amplify all the voices. We want to amplify all the topics that are important. And so we're really trying to be super intentional about bringing forward things that that we feel like we need to learn and we want to share with others. So I'm very excited. I mean, the three episodes that we already recorded, I'm on fire about. Like, I'm actually, so folks, Brie has a standing desk. She inspired me. I got a standing desk. I am sitting today just because I was worried the energy I was going to be coming in too hot. It was going to be off-putting how intense I was going to be. So I'm trying to find a little calm, but I couldn't be more excited. I'm so proud of what we did in season one. Brie, you have blessed my life. You are amazing. I'm so grateful for you. This is an honor. I mean, even if we never put this out there, these conversations with you and our guests are really the highlight. You know, aside from extra time with my family, 2020, if I have to pick up the highlights, it's extra time with my family, this time with you and our guests. And it just means a lot, because anytime I can connect with my peers who are going through this, and especially the ones who are really on the front lines, I'm working, and I know you are too, Bree. We're coaching the ones on the front line, but keeping close with them, truly inspiring. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you to all of our guests.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I could gush. I could gush, and I shouldn't, because nobody wants to hear it, but thank you. There's no way I would ever, ever, ever do something like this without you. And so you have been an incredible blessing for me, little Miss Lainey Love. And I can't imagine, you know, where we're going to go next. And so I'm thrilled to start off 2021 with our lineup, and stay tuned for what that's going to look like. But one of the things that I think we can probably share is that we are hoping that there's going to be a lot of collaboration and community building in 2021. You know, we've been reaching out to so many people, and people have been bringing us into their worlds through our podcast. And we're so thankful for that, but we want to bring you into our world. And so, you know, community is best whenever it's active. And so look for a lot of those, opportunities, in the coming year. So yay.
And, as always, we love it if you reach out via social media. We might send you a sticker. We love.
Or you could have, I don't know, maybe like you could put your sticker on your cup. Like, that's what I like to do. This is my coffee cup that I have my little Lemonade Learning sticker on. So one of these days when we get to see people in real life and we get to have a glass of lemonade with you, then we'll have other cups that you can have. But yes,
I know.
Stickers. Everybody loves stickers, and there's other things too. So don't think like if stickers aren't your jam, that's okay. We have some other swag too. So you'll just have to reach out in order to get some of that.
We're building the library. All right. I think we could gush and gush, but then we'll just lose all of our listeners. So I love you, Bree. I love you, listeners. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Awesome. Stay tuned. Go check out lemonadelearning.us and check us out on social media, so that way we can get connected, and we will see y'all in 2021.
2021. Woo-hoo. It's going to be better, right?
It is going to be better. I mean, there's lots of things. There's lots of things, but we're always ready for a new batch of lemonade. Here we go.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
See ya.